Joining us now is Jared Simpson, the Development Officer for New Schools Rugby in the Central West. We open up with a question as we ask about the new CEO of Central West Rugby, Matt Tink, and what he'll bring to the job in Central West Rugby.
The man who loves the game, who really will bring some great knowledge to our area. It will be certainly a different way for Central West with Matt, but it will be he will bring something you know about Matt when he does something. He does it with a massive amount of energy and conviction. So that's something that we're all looking forward to Matt bringing.
Well, the Bulls go into the major division this year out of Warren, which is great to see. It's nice and close for everybody. And also the Central West women's in the sevens are looking to defend their title as well. Under Greg, you've already had some trials already down there at Orange Emus, so that's going to percolate along very, very nicely, isn't it, the women's game?
Yeah, it's something that's that we need to take the opportunity and grow, and we need to do it as a zone and as a game, Holly. We need to really make sure that we offer a women's competition, and it's something we need to do in Central West. We need to do it now. So we're successful. We've got some great players, as seen by the girls winning the country champs last year, and our representation in our junior sevens representative sides going into country and into state. It's something, but now we need to replicate as a competition that functions probably better than it has in previous years.
Yeah. Of course, Mudgee had a trial last year at this time as the Brumbies took on the Waratahs. What sort of effect was that? Because it was great to see that the players and the coaches like Nathan Gray made a bit of an effort to go and mentor the coaches, and has that sort of pushed on to not only retaining players and coaches but getting them to come on board a little bit more and have a little bit more growth?
Oh, it's been fantastic. It was the whole Waratahs tour of the Central West last year was fantastic for us as a game and for an organisation as well. It was great. We got lucky with those coaches really giving of their time, creating a lot of interest for coaches and the insights that they gave. So now we just need to make sure that as Gus and I in our area and everyone else from Central West can really continue that building on the knowledge that those guys has gotten from those experiences.
Finally, of course, we had the Dubbo Roos having a level 2 late last year, and they're going to get back into it, and the whole club's going to get into it, become level 2 coaches, which is fantastic to see, and they're going to have a bit of a plan that you're going to help run and Gus, and that's something we hope to see from all Central West teams.
It's a great way of thinking from a club, and they've thought about this and just thought, as most clubs do, they get to the end of the year or the new year and they need a coach, and they've thought, well, we need succession planning, and they're going to believe about 20 of their players through a level 2 course. You have already done it, but that is a fantastic way for coaches to improve their knowledge and for your club, your whole club to benefit. It will benefit the whole club. It will benefit their seniors and their juniors because those coaches now will have an improved level of knowledge. So it's fantastic for the club, and it's great to see. It's a great initiative, and I really hope it works well for them.
Well, let's hope every other club takes up that by the horns and has a bit of a go. Now, if we want to get hold of you, what's your phone number and what's your email address so we can get you out there for game on or anything else in regards to rugby in the Central West and the Western Plains?
My email is jsimpson@nswrugby.com.au, and my phone number is 0449 819 892.
Thanks for your time, Jared. We wish you all the best moving forward.